And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Demon Crash, they're doing their typical propaganda. They go out there, President Trump's talking about illegal immigrants, these monsters that are coming into the United States of America and killing our families, killing our children, killing our women, killing our fathers. They're killing Americans. And President Trump, rightfully so, called them an animal. That's exactly what they are. These are animals that's doing this. When you have these people that's doing these horrific crimes, and I mean just right down horrible, and then the Democrats don't want you to call them animals, and then, of course, they take the little snippet where President Trump calls them animals, and they're saying, oh, my goodness, President Trump is calling them all animals. They're all animals. President Trump said all immigrants are animals. And President Trump didn't even say that. You know what it's like? It's like when President Trump said there was good people on both sides. You know what that meant? It meant there was good people on both sides. Talking about Charlottesville. Not all of the Democrats are bad people. Come on. But so there's not all people on both sides. Not all of them are bad. But when it comes to Democrats, when they support all of this stuff, they are pretty bad. But, you know, there's a lot of people that's on the left. They wake up and they realize that they've been supporting the wrong thing. But the whole party itself as a whole, the Democrat Party, they are bad. OK, let's just be real about it. And it was said, but Will Johnson, you can say that about Republicans. We said about Republicans. Well, it's not Republicans trying to sexualize kids. Republicans are not opening up the southern border that allowed fentanyl and sex trafficking to happen across the border and killing all of our families. That's not the Republican Party. But the Democrat Party as a whole, they're not doing anything to stop it. They don't even care. So when President Trump said there was good people on both sides, there were people that, you know, had good intentions. People want to protest. You should be able to protest anything you want. But the Democrats, what they did, they said that President Trump was saying all of these white nationalists, white supremacists are good people. And President Trump denounced them in the very next sentence. Same thing here. President Trump said these are animals, illegals that are coming here killing Americans, but they conveniently cut that part out. And they tell everyone that President Trump is talking about all immigrants. It's propaganda, propaganda 101. And the Democrats, they're very good at pushing propaganda. You know who else was pushing propaganda? It makes me think about the 1940s, Germany. Who was doing their propaganda then? Oh, my goodness, we got to get rid of all of the Jewish people because they're giving us diseases. They're going to get you sick. They're going to become like animals. You have to remove them from society. It's the same thing that the Democrats are doing today. But yet today they're doing it for white people specifically. But then now they're just saying MAGA Republicans because they saw that it really wasn't working coming out saying that it was white people, because you have people like Will Johnson that is a strong, straight up MAGA Republican. And I have no qualms about it. I have no issues telling you that I'm a strong MAGA Republican. Heck, on my t-shirt, uniteamericafirst.com, I have t-shirts on my website. It says Ultra MAGA. I have one that says MAGA King. I actually wear that one to the gym. And I get people giving me stares, you know, because, you know, President Trump, he's going to be a dictator on day one, right? So when they see I'm wearing a black man wearing a T-shirt in the gym that says MAGA King, some of them just look at me like, oh, what is this about? What is this about? It does not compute. It does not compute. Black man wearing a shirt that says MAGA King, because I want America to be great. I love my country. We are blessed to be born in the United States of America. You are blessed to be able to come to the United States of America legally, not having to look over your shoulders. You are blessed. I'll never forget it. I remember Larry Elders, he made a comment saying that people that were born in the United States of America, you were born with the winning lotto ticket. And that's so true. You were born with the winning lotto ticket. And these evil Democrats, they're in here talking about, oh my goodness, black people are being so oppressed by white people in the United States of America, and President Trump is the leader. How stupid do they think we are? We know who exactly put us in this position. We know exactly who put the country in the situation that it's in right now. It is straight up the Democrats. And every last one of these Democrats, not a single one of them that are campaigning right now for political office, not a single one of them will answer the question if you ask them, Can you tell me, do you want America to be great or not? They won't answer that question. They won't answer that question. Because if they say they want America to be great, then it looks like they're going to be end up siding with President Trump. And can't have that. There's no way that you can have it where they're siding with President Trump. No shape or form. There's no way you can do it, because then it looks bad for them. Let me share this first one with you. This is what some of the government state media talking about President Trump. President Trump saying, talking about these animals, and they are animals. There's no, I mean, there's no, you can't say anything nice about these people killing Americans. You know, they're cutting people up. I mean, I could go into graphic detail, but I'm going to save it for you. If you can imagine it right now, these evil animals, they are doing it. Isn't it interesting that the Democrats don't have any issues with it? The Democrats want you to call them human, because the Democrats see what the evil animals are doing as something good. Why? Because they're demonic Democrats. And you can get upset with me for referring to them as the demonic Democrats. Well, do this. If you don't like me calling you a demonic Democrat, denounce what they're doing. Denounce all of these people coming across the southern border that are killing Americans. Now, of course, there's some people just trying to make for a better life, and I get that. No one is disputing that. Come through the front door. But what about all of these people that's committing all this crime? Denounce that. Not going to, because then it sounds like you're siding with President Trump. Listen to this.
The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals.
He's calling immigrants animals.
Call migrants animals. Calling undocumented migrants animals.
Calling immigrants animals.
About migrants. Calling them not human.
Not all immigrants are animals, like he called them today. Like, that's an incendiary statement that's just so divisive and so hateful that it's kind of hard to understand what's happening.
Nursing student in Georgia who was barbarically murdered by an illegal alien animal. The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals. Nancy Pelosi told me that. She said, please don't use the word animal, sir, when you're talking about these people. I said, I'll use the word animal because that's what they are. I'll never forget my vow to her.
The police report reveals that the 22-year-old was beaten to death with a mystery object, beaten so badly that she suffered a, quote, disfigured skull. Her body was then reportedly dragged to a secluded area. The suspect in this atrocious crime is a Venezuelan illegal immigrant who crossed the border back in 2022.
Look at that. Split screen it real quick. That's an animal. That is an animal. I mean, for someone to have it in their mind, I mean, just imagine what was going through their mind, or his mind and her mind, why it was happening to her. What was going through his mind while he was doing that horrible act? You have to have a animal mentality. There's no other way around it. And the animal mentality, see, President Trump is even being nice just by calling them animals. But I'm not going to be nice. They're demonic demons. It is a demonic demon that was in him that got him to do that horrible act to another human being, an innocent woman, just out jogging. And this animal, this demonic demon, took the life of an innocent woman, Lincoln Riley. And you can't call him an animal, though. Not according to the Democrats, because if you call him an animal, then it makes the rest of them look bad. Now, listen to Wolf Blitzer. Wolf. Are there any animals out in the wilderness called a wolf? I'm just asking a question here. But listen to this. Of course, all of the Democrats have an issue with President Trump calling these demonic demons animals, because they are demonic themselves. They reject everything that represents God. They reject everything that is good and just. Good for the gentleman that's on here that's answering the question. He straight up says that it's not immigrants, but Wolf Blitzer and the rest of the Democrats, they want everyone to believe that he's called all immigrants. Did you know, isn't President Trump's wife an immigrant? Yeah, did she migrate to this country?
Yeah, of course.
So why would he call Melania Trump an animal, right?
Right.
See, this is how stupid these people are.
But when he says these immigrants are animals, they're not humans, what does that suggest? I mean, isn't that brutal? Shouldn't people be condemning that?
I listened to the entire tape. He was specifically talking about the person who murdered Lakin Riley in Georgia. And to be honest with you, Wolf, if somebody murders another human being, I think they deserve to be called animals. And I don't think any American is really going to reject that kind of rhetoric. That poor girl was murdered in cold blood. Is that person who did it not an animal? I think that's an apt term.
So you think he was only referring to those murderers, not referring in general to illegal immigrants who are coming into the United States?
He just answered the question. I mean, he seriously just answered the question. And Wolf Blitzer is asking the question again. So you think that he wasn't talking about all immigrants? Like he called all immigrants? See, that's the narrative that they want to push. That is proper. That's the propaganda that they've been pushing all this time. They know the truth. They hear the truth. But then they turn around and try to say that it was all immigrants. It's the same thing they did on Charlottesville. See, they tried to say that President Trump was talking about, oh, there's good people on both sides saying that the guys carrying the tiki torches was more than likely FBI agents carrying these tiki torches. Oh, my goodness. President Trump said that they were good people. I know a lot of the people that went there on Charlottesville that day, and they were good people. Let me play the last few seconds of this. Listen to this.
So you think he was only referring to those murderers, not referring in general to illegal immigrants who are coming into the United States?
I listened to the tape. That's exactly what he was talking about, in my opinion.
I mean, it's like he just had to repeat himself. But you know what? Wolf Blitzer, he heard everything he just said, and it goes in one ear and out the other. One ear and out the other. They don't hear it because that's not the narrative that they want to push. Let me show you some examples of what these animals have been doing. This is not normal behavior. These people are coming into the country because they want to bring in drugs, sex trafficking, et cetera, et cetera. They put up a wall, and then they're sitting right there recording it and traffic going by like, oh, there's nothing here. Look, more animals climbing. You know, typically when you have animals climbing stuff, it's like monkeys and gorillas and apes, right? That's what's typically happening here. Oh, but you can't say that, Will Johnson. That's racist. How dare you? How dare you? I mean, look at this. Look at this.
I mean, that's some skill right there.
Yeah, he's climbing up, and they have a ladder attached to him. Just climbing up, and they're sitting there recording. Nothing to see here, everybody. Nothing to see here. And then they go, but the Democrats go, but Will Johnson, well, if these were animals, they wouldn't be able to carry a ladder up there for that reason. They're thinking about what they're doing. Animals don't think, Will Johnson.
No.
I mean, look at this.
No.
I mean, look at this.
I don't know why the ones on the ground are ducking. It's not like you
can't like they're trying to hide. Maybe they're just like ducking, just being alert. So if they fall down, I can get out the way.
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe.
I'm guessing that's what it is. So they put these ladders down here, and so they can climb up and go over the wall. Just broad daylight, like, you know, there's nothing to see here. And I don't know if y'all notice it, but there's, I don't know if you can tell, but there's like vehicles just going by. Normal traffic speed, just going on by. Like, this is the normal thing. It's like going to the zoo and watching them act a certain way. There's nothing to see. Look at that. They're even paying to the pan and looking at all the vehicles.
Well, that's
going
the
by.
Mexico side. They don't
care.
Yeah,
but it's the point.
Yeah. It's just another day.
It's just another day
where
these animals are trying to cross over the border illegally.
Yep.
You can't even make it up.
It's disgusting, really.
You can't even make it up.
Respect for
and then
country.
They get upset because President Trump is calling these people that's coming into our country and killing our family members animals. You can't make that up at all, but yet they do it. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end times.